Fresh off the success of last year's inaugural effort to tap our reporters' prognosticating powers, let's kick off Just You Wait 2013 with WHYY Innovations reporter Zach Seward. Now, Zach, once again, we're looking at people, places, and things that could go tip of the tongue by year's end. What's trending for you?
All right, so I scoured the web, and my tech pick for 2013 is this idea of the quantified self. It's basically this idea of using sensors to measure all the little things that we do in a day.
Biofeedback?
You could call it that, yeah.
Sounds perfect for those who made those New Year's resolutions to work out more.
Absolutely. It's really big in fitness and health. The two kind of big players are this thing called Fitbit and another thing by Nike called the Fuel Band that sort of measures how far you walk, how many stairs you go up, how many calories you burn, all sorts of stuff.
It's not just a pedometer.
It's not just a pedometer, but you could think of it as a fancy pedometer. When you get to reading about this stuff, you run into a metaphor often, and I talked to someone who kind of captured it fairly well.
We can start thinking about our bodies more like we think about our cars.
So that's John Havens. He's a digital consultant and author who's written about this quantified self idea quite a bit.
So instead of miles per gallon, it's what, feet per calorie?
Essentially. I mean, basically the idea is that we have a car and we have all these data points, right? We're collecting things every moment while we're driving a vehicle. And people who are big into this idea of the quantified self would argue that, well, if we have it for our machines, why not do this for us? You know, we need to know how our bodies are working, really. And we have the technology at this point to do that. And that's sort of the bigger idea behind the quantified self, how to take that data and improve your well-being, improve your life on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis.
So it's not just like the Wii where you're sitting in front of a screen. This is something that goes with you.
Exactly. But I mean, you can think about it as tapping a lot of the same game principles of the Wii. In a lot of ways, quantified self is this confluence of all these big terms boiled down to the level of you. You have the ability to harness these vast data sets and do something with it. You have mobile phones and the mobile apps therein. You have ways to visualize all this data in interesting and informative ways. You have these sensor technologies that are becoming increasingly effective, cheap, efficient. And then you have this whole gamification idea, right? How do you get people to do things that are in their best interest while it's fun at the same time?
We've been talking about exercise. Are there any non-fitness applications that come to mind?
Absolutely. Sleep is a big one. That's another one where you can wear these sensors. They can tell you how well you're sleeping, how you can improve that. Financial well-being is also another idea. It may not be a sensor that's tracking how many dollars you spend, but there are mobile apps where you can track that. It's an interesting idea. And I think, you know, I was talking to John Havens about it, and he thinks that, you know, this year really could be the year that it goes kind of mainstream.
By the end of this year, I think pretty much any general consumer will have tried on some kind of device. And I think probably by 2014 or 2015, we're just going to be used to, as general consumers, having passive data collected about us in a multiple of ways.
Now, what are some of the short-term impediments? Are the prices still prohibitive?
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, one of these Fuel Band things still costs $150 for, you know, a glorified bracelet. But I think as acceptance kind of becomes more mainstream, I see the price considerations probably dropping. There's a lot of talk, especially with large healthcare companies. This is obviously something that they could use to create, you know, more healthy patients, I guess.
Uh-oh, now I'm thinking Big Brother. Could it get to the point where schools and employers and the government mandate wearing these devices so that they too can assess the data?
I'm not one to say that, but who knows? Could be. There are obviously those concerns.
Okay, Zach, relax. We'll check back with you in 12 months, see how it went.
Sure thing. Hope it went well.
That's WHYY Innovations reporter Zach Seward. And we'll hear from fellow reporters tomorrow and Friday. And then WHYY has taken the idea and turned it into a pilot for what might become a regular radio program. Mark your calendar to listen to Just You Wait, the program, Saturday afternoon at 3 on WHYY FM.